that long note is good, isn't it? Don't know where he gets all the oomph from in his lungs.
Ellie Colton at breakfast.
My local pub at the minute is the Wellington. You can get a sarnie in there for a quid.
That doesn't seem right. I don't think you're giving us enough information on this, because that's really unnerving me.
What
I wouldn't eat it.
All filling.
Cheese and onion, potted meat.
Potted meat.
Dripping.
You're messing.
Dripping sarnie.
You're joking.
Potted dog.
No, you are joking.
No.
Potted dog.
Potted dog. No,
oh
wrong with a pot of dog and dripping.
That's disgusting.
Ellie Colton at breakfast.
Weekdays from 6.
BBC Radio Sheffield.
Out with a power surge in place. One on the leg side, one on the offside. 8 runs needed from 6 balls. It's Ellie Colton. By Coy, out for fielder in the deep. It's just
at Kelham Island Museum tonight. All base on the Roman god of fire, symbol of the Sheffield steel industry. So we heard from the lead artist on this, Diana Scarborough. She was in earlier. Carolyn Wardby has worked on this film too as a director and poet on the film, and she's in the studio for a chat. How are you then, Carolyn?
Hi everyone, and hi Paulette. I'm fine. I'm really excited about tonight. The film, as you know, is being launched at Kelham Island, which is where a lot of the research for the film has gone on, both in terms of the steel industry artifacts and collection, and the sounds, which I'm sure Diana spoke about earlier.
Yes, she did, and we'll talk more about that shortly. So what are your connections then? We've been talking about our connections to the steel industry. What about you, Carolyn?
OK, I grew up in South Yorkshire, not far from Sheffield, and Sheffield was very much part of my childhood. I moved around a lot, and I've come back to Sheffield to work and live, and I'm married to a dyed-in-the-wool Sheffielder who is also a folklore expert, who you may have heard of, called David Clark.
Right.
And through David and doing our walks in Sheffield, I became aware of Vulcan on the buildings around the city. And just the idea of a Roman god being on buildings in this northern steel town fascinated me. And that's where the whole idea for the film came from. So that started me writing poetry about steel working, about Vulcan, metal working, and Diana and I collaborated. This is a long answer, sorry.
No, this is the answer I want.
On a much shorter project, and Diana loved the idea, so we decided to work together on the film.
Can we talk about the poetry then? So you say you saw these, you saw this Roman god Vulcan in the city of Sheffield, felt all a bit great and a bit odd at the same time. What did you start to write about then in the poetry?
Well, the first thing, Paulette, was to find out a bit more about Vulcan, because he's one of the neglected gods in a way. He wasn't your archetypal kind of, you know, big muscles and good looking. He was actually thrown off a cliff and lame. So he doesn't get the PR and the publicity that the other gods get. So that means that people don't know much about him. And I was the same. So I've had to look into that history. And once I did, his story was so interesting. The idea that he became so skilled at metalworking, and he created his own forge, starting as a child. And then story has it that he had a forge in Mount Etna in Sicily. So
that's a brave god.
That
is a brave god,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
It doesn't deserve to be neglected, does it?
All of that is just amazing. And then link it, and the fact that Sheffield adopted him as a symbol during the 19th century, to show status and dignity when steelmaking and Sheffield was so famous for it. So all of those things fed together. So I started looking at metalworking, making armour, the process of forges and blacksmithing. So I'm learning. I'm still learning.
Which is beautiful, isn't it? And that to be in that process. Talking to Carolyn Wardby, she is part of, and we talked earlier about this film that's called Cradle of Fire that's going to be shown tonight at Kelham Island premiere. We need to keep using that word because that's what's going to be happening. We'll talk a little bit more about what that means for now and today. And we'll talk a bit about what you learned as an individual from that process of getting to know this God that you think has been neglected. We'll do all that after Kate Bush.